This is Off the Clock. I'm Janet Saidi. Thanks for joining us. These days, there's a lot of flexibility when it comes to defining just what a company is. At Museo, a shared workspace located in South Columbia, a company could be just three or four people at a table with laptops. But last weekend, more than 100 would-be entrepreneurs got together for Startup Weekend. It takes place in cities and towns across the world. It's a fast-paced, company-building workshop that brings big ideas down to earth in just 54 hours. KBIA's Scott Pham spent the weekend there to see how it all works. Here's his story.
I mean, this is a super rough, just how it would kind of look, or something like how it would look.
At his home office in Columbia, Nick Trebue clicks through designs for what looks like a sophisticated piece of software. It looks kind of like an online calendar, but with a news feed like Facebook. But for Trebue, it's not just an app, it's 3 months of work over nights and weekends. It's a visual for a business pitch he's crafted and refined. And Trebue hopes it's the beginning of a company that might one day allow him to leave his day job as an insurance claims processor.
I work 9 to 5:30, and then I actually have kids, so I go home and take care of them until 8 o'clock when they go to bed, and then I usually work on this, or I have to hang out with my wife every now and again, too. So
he calls it Same Page. It's an application that syncs online calendars and helps you schedule meetings. Trebue never needed an online calendar until about a year ago when he had his second child. Suddenly, his life was a lot busier, and even matching up schedules with his wife was a hassle. Trebue's handy with Photoshop and Illustrator, and his mock-ups look great. They're slick, simple, they almost look real. Except they're not. They're wireframes. Drawings, really.
Every time somebody says it looks good, I don't see that. Even though I see it as wireframing, a lot of people see it as more of like a polished product. Obviously non-functioning, but polished nonetheless.
To make it real, Trebue needs code. Programming. It's a skill he just doesn't have right now, but he knows he needs it. The hope is that Startup Weekend can connect Trebue with the software developers, designers, and marketers he needs to take his idea into the real world. And that means making a pitch.
You have about 60 seconds to paint an extremely clear picture of what it is you want to do. And at the same time, you have to get people excited because you have to get votes in order to be one of the whatever, however many projects they decide to take on.
It's a lot to get done in just 60 seconds, and that's the point. At its heart, Startup Weekend is a tournament. There's 125 people this year, and there are two ways to get eliminated. Those who get cut at the pitch round join the teams that made it. Then, everyone works together over the weekend to build a product, usually a piece of software or an online service. Finally, on Sunday night, each team gets 5 minutes in front of the judges, most of them experienced entrepreneurs. Only three walk away with prizes. Trebue's not even sure what the prize is, but he wants to win, badly.
That's something that excites me all the time, you know, thinking about having my idea selected. Most of the teams that win, they usually stick around, stick together, and actually, you know, put the site out there, so that's really the grand prize.
The winner gets $2,000 in prizes, but it's what happens after the weekend that counts.
We are so extremely excited to be joined by last year's winner.
And, last year's winner was a small, young team called Zapier. Their company was accepted into the Y Combinator, a prestigious mentorship program that's launched some of the biggest tech companies in Silicon Valley. They'll be mentoring the teams as they approach the Sunday night deadline for presentations. But first, those teams have to pitch.
Anyone that has an idea, let's go ahead and get started.
It's do or die time, and Trebue takes the stage.
The problem I'm trying to solve is that sometimes when I'm trying to contact somebody, I don't have the correct contact information. So
he's a little nervous, but he gets through it.
How'd you feel it there?
It was scary.
Yeah.
And I changed my idea at the last minute, so.
You did change your idea.
Yeah, I did, totally. And it's actually doing pretty well.
After chatting with developers before the pitch, Trebue tossed out the calendar syncing feature in favor of message syncing.
All right, guys. Can we have everybody come back here? And I guess
the audience votes quickly, and over half the teams are eliminated. Nick is astounded that he's one of the few left.
I was convinced I wasn't going to be. But there was a few more groups that they allowed than I expected.
And from here, things move quickly. It's time to form a team. The process is organic, if a little chaotic.
Looking for a team.
A good tech company wants a marketer, a designer, and a software developer. But developers are in the minority, and competition is tough.
I need developers. Wow. Really bad, I need developers. It's all about proportions, right?
Royce Haynes is a facilitator for Startup Weekend. He flies around the country all year going to these events. He says it's hard to get the right mix in building a team.
We always want to make sure that we have a good balance of non-technical designers and developers, because if we do, it makes it a more effective Startup Weekend, and you start seeing more ideas that have that go beyond a proof of concept of idea come Sunday on Demo Day.
Now it's time to get noses to the grindstone. A lot of people have extra clothing and sleeping bags, intending to stay in the building till Sunday. By the time Sunday rolls around, Trebue's come a long way. When I catch up with him, he's pushed his chair aside, and he's standing over his computer, like he's unsure whether to sit or leave. He and his partner, Dave Sill, have been working up until the very last minute.
I didn't go to sleep last night.
Really?
Yeah, I was here. As you can see, three Monster Energy drinks, a couple Red Bulls, some Mountain Dew, and one meal. So, I actually feel pretty good, all things considered. I think it's adrenaline right now. I'm stoked. It's getting really close, so I'm really excited.
A few minutes later, Nick takes the stage by himself. He's got notes and a printed piece of paper, and he starts off a little nervously.
So same page is a way for you to...
But he goes through the proof of concept, and it works. He shows how an email can be automatically routed to a GChat screen on the projector.
As you can see, it's popped up there. This would be beneficial if Dave was away from his computer.
After the judges deliberate, Trebue and his team don't place. The winner is FundRunner, an app that connects runners with charity runs in their area.
I don't have any excuse. You know, it was I don't know what happened. I got really nervous and I freaked out and I just didn't work very well.
But for Trebue, winning or losing the competition might have been irrelevant. He's proven that his idea works. And he's got a programmer partner that can help him build it out.
Yeah, we're really excited to keep working on it. Yeah, next time he'll pitch.
Sill and Trebue both have day jobs and families, but they plan to stay with the project over nights and weekends to make this idea real. And for now, that's all Trebue wants. For KBIA, I'm Scott Pham.
That's Off the Clock this week. I'm Janet Saidi. Thank you for joining us. Whether you're starting a company this weekend or not, have a good one. And you can hear this and all other stories at kbia.org.